one thing obviously that's been interesting me about this, my project I've been doing is local rural infrastructure. So how things work locally without being transported all over the country. So it was really important to me that I had wood that was local.
Yeah.
In some ways, in an ideal world, we'd all be using some form of renewable energy to heat our homes and cook clothes and so on. Not everyone could do that on wood, because you wouldn't have enough wood.
Not everybody can.
No.
Or wants to.
No.
For a lot of us, it has been, even from childhood, has been our only way of heating. I grew up in a house with two, a ray burner and a wood burner, and no other heating. So that was always fed with wood to keep us warm. You know, there was nowhere and heat our hot water. So naturally, often some people, you know, they don't have experience of that, or don't want to have the hassle of having to, you know, or the work involved in preparing wood, buying wood, storing wood, and the daily work of lighting and maintaining fires.
Yes.
But
it's quite hard.
As far as I'm concerned, it is the only way, and on a very small scale, personal level, you know, you can find wood if you don't work in the woods, but you can find wood through people who do, you know, maybe help them for a small amount of time, you know, in payment for a bit of wood, or you know, things like that, so you have available a source to you, sort of thing. Actually, if you've got you're living in a small space, you've got an efficient wood burner, you can actually heat yourself on, keep yourself warm to a certain extent on not a great deal, but it is all relative to your lifestyle. If you happen to have a 5-bedroom house of a certain age that isn't particularly insulated, you know, and you've got 3 fires in there to keep something like that warm through the winter, you're going to be either spending quite a lot of your time getting wood or paying for it. But in comparison with oil and gas, it's still a cheaper alternative, but also less of an impact. Most people that I've sold to have a wood burner, but they also have central heating, and often mostly they will buy wood from me to supplement the central heating, so that they're not having to spend so much on the central heating. And then I've got customers that is their sole form of heating, and occasionally some of them is their sole form of cooking as well. So it's quite a broad variety of people.
Are they all local?
Yeah, my round at the moment consists of, in any direction from where I live, about at most 5 miles. There are enough of us genuine firewood producers around that it's almost better to say there will be somebody local to you. Unless you're of a certain size, with equipment, you know, firewood processors, buying in by the lorry load, things like that, it's mostly subsistence. It's what you do. You know, that is your winter earnings, sort of thing. So you try and not go too far, because it's quite hard to relate delivery charges to, you know, onto the customer. So it's actually better if, you know, everybody actually finds somebody within their local area. Going back to working with horses, ideally the work that I would do would go as close as possible to my home. And ideally I would like to use one of the horses and a flat cart to deliver wood on a very local basis. I tend not to stack timber where I sell it. I feel that that should be something that people should do for themselves. So which can make things a bit more tricky if you've got to tether a horse or get a horse to stand for, you know, while you're doing that. But just to offload. And whereas mostly where I deliver to is perfectly accessible. That would be part of my idea. Cars and vehicles aren't going to be with us forever.